In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. There have been more than 2 weeks of protests against racism and police brutality in Denver. Sunday's was a bit different. It focused on the intersectionality between being Black and queer. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
The Black Lives Matter 5280s event drew hundreds to Cheeseman Park, and the crowd marched from there down Colfax to the Capitol. Rachelle Lucius says this is all about making sure all Black voices are heard.
The Black gay, the Black trans, our voices are never heard. We don't get the big blow-ups when our people get killed. We are people, too.
Lucia says she was happy to see so much solidarity. This comes after two Black trans women were killed last week, one in Philadelphia and the other in Cincinnati. Also, the Trump administration rolled back transgender health non-discrimination protections last week. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
A new national report gives Colorado mixed ratings in how it helps prepare babies and toddlers for a strong start in life. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine reports.
Colorado has a lower infant mortality rate, and fewer babies in the state are experiencing adverse childhood experiences or are without access to health care compared to other states. But the cost of child care is high, taking up half of a single parent's income. More babies here live in poverty, and Colorado has only implemented a couple of key policies promoting strong families, such as paid sick and family leave. The nonprofit 0-3 issued the annual study. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And tourism officials have launched a new campaign urging people who visit Colorado to practice safety measures and follow health guidelines. The state had previously discouraged travelers from visiting the mountains during the COVID-19 pandemic. You're listening to CPR News.